Praise the Lord. Aren't you glad God's in control? No matter what the circumstances, no matter what it may be, God's in control. She didn't mention when we got her dad home. He went inside the house and he stood there. He had that special place where he liked to sit, that recliner. Finally got over and he looked at it. He finally sat down. I said, "You never think you'd sit there again, did you?" He said, "Times I didn't think I'd ever be able to sit back in that chair. We'll never make it home." Praise God. But he preached this past Sunday morning, Sunday night, and last night. Praise God. The power of God. Be encouraged tonight. Praise the Lord. If you have your Bibles, turn with us to St. John chapter number 11. St. John chapter number 11. I desire your prayers greatly. My voice is not good at all. We closed out revival Sunday morning, and that Friday night it was just about gone. So it has been weak this week. So, Brother Sound Man, stay with me all you can. Praise the Lord. Chapter number 11, St. John, start with verse number 34. It said, "Where have you laid him?" They said unto him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, "Behold, how he loved him." And some of them said, "Could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died?" Jesus, therefore, again groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, "Take ye away the stone." Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, "Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days." Jesus saith unto her, "Said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God?" Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me." And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, "Loose him and let him go." Praise the Lord. If you will, stretch your hands toward heaven. Ask the Holy Ghost to help us tonight. Heavenly Father, we do thank you, Lord. God, for your great mercy, your power. God, for you know the needs in this service, Lord. You know the needs, God. I ask you to anoint us, Lord, for a few minutes of time. I pray, God, that you would touch our voice, Lord. Open it up, God. God, that you know the needs in this house, Lord. God, would you move by the power of the Holy Ghost, Lord. For we can do nothing without you, but we praise in Christ's name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Like I said, I didn't come preaching nothing new. Just what God laid on my heart. And this direction I felt to go tonight. Very familiar story. Talking about Lazarus, the friend of Jesus. Mary and Martha, the friends of Jesus. We know the story and then the beginning of the chapter, how that Lazarus was sick. Mary and Martha sent word unto Jesus, told him, said, you know, "Hey, that thou whom thou lovest, he's sick. Lazarus is sick. In other words, we would want you to come. And we know if you come, you can lay hands on him. He'll be made whole. Everything will be all right. As long as you get here, Lord." But you know the story how that Jesus delayed his coming. He told him, he said, and when Jesus heard that, he said, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby." There's a lot of times we don't understand why we go through things. We don't understand situations that come our way. But if we could just keep our minds on the Lord and say, "Lord, you're just going to get some glory out of it. We're going to just let you get glory out of our situation."
You know the story how Jesus didn't go immediately, but he tarried there 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then he finally told his disciples, he said, let us go unto Judea again. In other words, it's time to go see about Lazarus. Praise the Lord. Don't you like it when you've been in the trenches, when you've been in the battle, when you've been fighting with all you got, and you've been a-praying, Lord, when you're going to come, when you're going to show up, and the Lord says, it's time. He said, disciples, it's time to let's go down to Judea again. I just feel like preaching to you tonight. I feel like God wants to come by here again. God wants to visit his children. God wants to do great things for the children of God one more time. He said, it's time. Let's go down to Judea. And he told his disciples he's sleeping. They didn't understand it. Well, everything will be all right. He'll wake up. And Jesus said, they didn't understand. He said, Lazarus is dead. Come on now. Can you imagine what Lazarus was feeling when he was laying on that bed of affliction? He was laying there sick, dying, and he knew that they had called for Jesus. And I wonder what all went through his mind as he laid there. I know Jesus is my friend. I know he loves me. I know he's concerned about me. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know why he hadn't come yet. But I gotta keep my faith in God. I gotta keep my trust in him that he knows best for my situation. And then he told him, said he's dead. And he come on down. And when he got there, it said then when Jesus came, he found that he had laid in the grave 4 days already. And he come into Mary and Martha. Martha come out to meet him. And he began to talk to Martha. And then she began to talk to him. And he said, Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. And Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. Come on now. She didn't know exactly what he was talking about. She didn't know exactly what he was saying. They didn't really know the power of Jesus to the fullest extent. But they had done wrote him off. I said they done wrote him off. They done closed that book in Lazarus' life. They done stuck him in the grave. They done rolled the stone in front of him and said if he'd been here, he could have lived. Can I tell somebody tonight, don't close the book now. I said, don't close the book in your situation. Don't close the book in your troubles. Don't close the book in your sickness. But they waited and they waited. And he never showed up. You know, I don't know about you. I didn't have to preach about myself and us back home. Oh, we don't like waiting. We're seemingly an impatient bunch of folks. You go to the drive-thru, they 3 cars there. I ain't sitting and waiting. I'm going somewhere else. Come on now. You go to Walmart or somewhere, you hunt the shortest line. Why? We don't want to wait. Can I tell us tonight? Hey, God's timetable is not like our timetable. But my, he said, those that wait upon the Lord. Come on now. I want to give God time to work. I feel like somebody's been awaiting. And you've been awaiting and awaiting. And he ain't come yet. But I felt like that God's going to show up. I said God's going to show up if you don't give up on him. If you don't turn around and forget about God. But they waited. And they waited. And you know how it is when you wait. You begin to let doubt come in. He hadn't showed up yet. My, we'll think, well, it's just not God's will that he moves in my situation. It's not God's will that I be healed. It's not God's will that my children be saved, that my spouse be saved. Can I tell you tonight, it's his will that everyone be saved. He don't want any to die and go to hell, But I want to tell you tonight, don't give up praying on that lost loved one. Don't close a book on them and say it's too late. They hadn't come yet. They hadn't prayed yet. But can I encourage you, like the brother said, keep talking to them. Keep asking them. Keep the door open that Christ can come in. Then he come on down, and he got down there, and Mary said, he calleth for you, Mary. They came out and met him, and they said, when Jesus therefore saw their weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. Was he troubled because they had doubt of their unbelief, that they had done give up on him, that they said there's no hope any longer. He's already in the grave now. But Jesus said, where have you laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. And Jesus wept. Now, it wasn't no problem for him to lead him to the tomb. It wasn't no problem for him to carry him where they had laid Lazarus. They may have thought, my, he may want to come by later when he's passing through and just lay a flower at his grave. He may want to just come by every now and then when he's coming and just pass by Lazarus. He was friends with him. But I'm telling you tonight, God had different plans. I said Christ had different plans. Could I tell you tonight, God's got a plan for you tonight. I said Christ has got a plan. But I wonder tonight, would somebody rise up in faith and say, I still believe God? Wasn't no problem, Brother Webb, for him to lead him to the tomb, for him to show him where he was laid at. Praise the Lord. They took him there, and here it is, Jesus. It was a cave, it was a tomb. And he come on down, and he said, Jesus, therefore, again, groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Come on now. Hey, we fixing to see what you made of. We going to see if you really got faith in God. We going to really see if you trust me. And he said, it wasn't no problem leading him there. But he said, roll away the stone. Come on now. And Martha spoke of. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he had been dead 4 days. What was it? They was limiting Jesus. I said they was limiting the power of God. If you'd been here when he was alive, you could have healed him then. But it is out of your hands now. I said it's out of your hands now. Could I tell you, it's never too late. I said it's never too late. Oh, when Christ says it's time. Oh, when Christ says roll away the stone. All he needs is somebody that'll trust him. Somebody that'll believe in him. And say, God, have your way. Take the stone away. Can you imagine the doubters all around when they seen him weep? They said, couldn't even this man have healed him if he'd been here? Couldn't have he healed him? Take away the stone. Can you imagine the crowd then when they was all around? Medical science said he should have been going back to the earth, to the dust. He should have been decaying, going back to the ground. Come on now. But Jesus said, roll it away. Glory to God. I believe tonight you done put some of your things in the tomb. You done rolled the stone in front of it. You done said it's over with. God, it's too late now. It'll never happen. It'll never take place. But it is over with. But Jesus said, take away the stone. I wonder tonight, how bad does somebody really want their prayer answered? How bad does somebody really want to see their lost loved one saved? How many really wants the baptism of the Holy Ghost? What have you been a praying about? What have you been a seeking God about? What have you put inside the grave and rolled the soul because he didn't come when you thought he should? Because he didn't answer when you thought he should answer? But can I tell you tonight, Christ showed up right on time. I said he showed up right on time. Roll it away. Uh-oh. Who's going to do that? Who's going to step up and roll that stone away? You know how it is in the church. God begins to move. The Spirit of God begins to move. And God begins to deal. God begins to talk. And we'll say, let brother so-and-so move. Let sister so-and-so do it. Come on now. Let them sing another verse. Let something else happen. Let my brother do it. Come on now. I don't know the crowd standing around there. I'm thinking, my Lord, that man's dead. It's over with. We've wrote him off. What is he about to do now? What is Jesus wanting to do now? We've seen him open the blinded eyes. We've seen him open the deaf ears. We've even seen him cause a lame to walk. But what is he up to now? I said, what's he up to now? My God, you may not know what he's up to, but if you're trusting, I said, if you're trusting, and you'll say, my God, I don't know what you're about to do. I don't know what's about to happen, but I'm willing to obey you. I'm willing to trust you. My God, God wants to do great things. I said, God wants to do great and mighty things. I really felt like God wants to do some things. But some folks is going to have to move. I said some folks is going to have to move. We get set in our rituals. We get set in our routines. We get set in how we feel God's got to move. How God's got to do it this way. God's got to move through this one or that one. And we know it's God. But I really feel like it's time for you to get out of the box. Come on now. You've been doing it your way. You've been expecting it your way. But it's time to say, my God, I'm going to step out of my box. I don't know. It ain't happened my way. It ain't took place like I thought it should. But my God, I'm going to let you have it. I said, I'm going to let you have it. I've been tying your hands. I've been expecting it like this. But God, I'm going to roll the stone away and let God move. Roll it away. Get it out of the way. He could have spoke to the stone and it would have moved. He could have spoke to Lazarus and he'd come through the rock. If that's the way he chose to work. God could have done chose to move in your life. God could have done moved to play the situations in your life. But for some reason, he delayed his moving. He delayed his coming. He said, roll it away. Can you imagine them looking at one another? Who's going to do it? You going to roll it away? You going to roll it away? Come on now. You going to roll it away? My, I don't know about this here now. I don't know about rolling that stone away. I'm going to look crazy thinking that man's dead. That man's going back to the earth. And I'm rolling a stone away that Jesus can look in there and see him. My, this has never happened before. Nobody's ever asked a question like this before. Come on now. But I just can't help but think, by the way, that somebody said, I really want to see what he can do. Come on now. I'd like to see what Jesus really can do. My God, how many would like to really see what he can do? How many would like to really see the power that he truly has? But you know what? You're going to have to rise up. I said, we're going to have to rise up and trust God and believe God and do whatever he bids us to do. I can imagine as they thought, who's going to roll it away? I wonder tonight who's going to be the first to roll that stone out in front of your grave. Who's going to roll that stone of doubt out in front of your life? Who's going to roll that unbelief out of your life? Who's going to roll that hindrance out of your life and say, Lord, it's been in there long enough. I'm moving it out of the way. My God, I believe when that one person finally said, I'm willing to do it. My God, I'm willing to see what he's going to do. I believe somebody else said, I'll help you. Come on, I'll help you do it. My God, I believe God wants to move. I said, God wants to move. God's wanting to raise somebody up. I believe, as they said, and they, I believe when that first one rose up, others started to move. But it took that one to rise up first. I said it took that first one to step up, Brother Jamie. He said, I'm looking for somebody to stand in the gap and make up the hedge. Glory to God. I wonder who tonight's going to roll that stone away and let God bring revival to this church. Let God bring revival to this community. My God, I believe they got up there and they said, here, boys. And they begin to roll that stone away. I said, they begin to roll that stone away, Brother Jamie. And all of a sudden, they got that stone out of the way. I believe Jesus may have said it like this. He said, now step back and let me do something. Glory to God. You've done what you can do. But now I'm fixing to show you something you ain't never seen. Come on now. I'm fixing to show you my power. I'm fixing to show you my glory. Why, somebody was willing to roll a stone away. Somebody was willing to give God a chance. Somebody was willing to let Jesus show himself and prove himself. I wonder tonight, is anybody willing to let God prove himself? Let God reveal himself unto us this night. He walked up that cave. Dead man laying inside. I said, a dead man laying inside. It didn't bother Jesus. I said, it didn't bother Jesus. It didn't cause any doubt in his life at all. But he just said, Father, glory to God. I thank thee, Lord. Glory to God. I'm fixing to bring glory to you. I said, I'm fixing to bring glory to you. And my Lord, he prayed to the Father. And he said, Lazarus, come forth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I believe some of them were looking around. Some of them standing around. I believe they was peeking around the tomb, Brother Jamie. I believe they was peeking inside. Seeing, is anything about to happen? Is anything going on? Could I tell you tonight, highway of holiness, if you'll get the fire of burning, if you'll get the Spirit of God of moving around this place, I tell you, your lost ones are come back looking to see what's happened. I said, they'll come back in. I want to know what all's going on. They'll come back in to see what God's doing. Wouldn't you like to see it again? I said, wouldn't you like to see it again? But it's going to take somebody that's willing to trust God. It's going to take somebody that'll step out of the norm and say, I'm going to believe God. Lazarus! Come out there. I can see them looking. And all of a sudden they seen something go to shaking. Seen something go to moving. What's going on now? What's happening now? What's taking place now? Can I say this in a nice way? I wonder how many of your family members that scare if they seen the Spirit of God on you. They ain't seen it on you in so long. They ain't seen God move you in so long. My Lord, it just sort of scare your spouse. It scare your children. Why? You ain't been moved in so long. Ain't seen the power of God on you in such a long time. But can I tell you tonight, God's wanting to move somebody. I said, God's wanting to move somebody. God's wanting to work great mighty miracles in these last days. But he's got to have somebody that's willing to trust him. He's got to have somebody that's willing to go above and beyond and believe God. I could see him as he began to shake. What was it? All that flesh began to come back together. And all of a sudden he sat up. Can you imagine what was going on the outside? Looking inside and there's something moving in there. Ain't no supposed to not move in the graveyard. Ain't no dead man supposed to be moving. But all of a sudden, they see something come walking out there. Glory to God. I said, something come walking out there. They had toted him in there. I said, they had toted him in there and laid him there. But all of a sudden, he comes walking out. I said, he come walking out, Brother Jamie. My Lord, I feel God wants to bring somebody out. I said, I feel like God's wanting to bring somebody out. My God, but you got to get down. You got to get unbelief out of your life. And say, God, I believe you. I said, I believe you, God. I trust you, God. I don't know what you're up to. I don't know what you're about to do, God. But God, I need your help. He come walking out of there. They were still doubters. Think that's somebody else. That's somebody else. Jesus said, loose him. I brought him out. And I ain't going to leave him bound. I said, I brought him out. But I sure ain't finna leave him bound. Glory to God. God ain't going to bring you out and leave you bound. Come on now. But God will bring you out and set you free. I said, God will bring you out and set you free. Come on now. I'm telling you, when they went to unraveling, Brother Webb, they went to taking off that all that denim grave clothes. I'm telling you what, folks went to looking. I said, it got a hold of somebody's attention. And when they unwrapped his face, they said, my God, that's him. I said, that's him. We ain't never seen it on this passion. We ain't never seen it on this mean. My God, God wants to do something that'll astonish your family, that'll astonish the neighbors, that'll draw them under Christ. I wish I had a voice. I'm sorry. And Lazarus come walking out of there. What was it? Somebody was willing to obey God when the circumstances went against him. When everything pointed, it's over. It's over. It's over. Somebody said, I'm going to give you a chance. Somebody said, I'm going to let you have it. I'm going to see what you can do. I'm going to let Jesus show us what he can do. Could I tell us tonight, if we roll that stone away and say, now, Lord, the hindrance is out of the way. Have your way. Glory to God. Let thy will be done now, Lord. Glory to God, I've done what I could do. I believe in Lord, Lord, when they just step back, that's out of my hands now. I believe there's some situations out of your hands right now. But I believe if you trust God tonight, I believe, I know this is the trying out service. I know you've been trying me out and I've been trying you out. And I tell you tonight, but we done seen God move. I said we done seen God move. We know what he can do. We've seen him in the past. We know he can deliver. We know he can save. We know he can set free. We know he can heal. We know he can sanctify. We know he can baptize with the Holy Ghost. My God, we ain't got to try him out. I said we ain't got to try God out. All we got to do is get ourselves out of the way. I said all we got to do is get ourselves out of the way. And say, God, you have your way. Let thy will be done. Stand with me all over the house. I wonder what God's dealt with you about doing. And you've told him it's over. Ain't no hope for that situation. Ain't no hope there. I've done wrote that off. I believe God come to remind somebody, it ain't over yet. I said, it ain't over yet. But if you roll that doubt out of the way, if you roll that unbelief out of the way, if you'll get self out of the way,
I'm fixing to move. I said, I'm fixing to move. I really believe God's wanting to do great miracles in these last days. I believe God really wants to show His power in these last days. But are we going to let Him, Brother Hart? Are we going to let God show Himself? My God, I don't want to hold Him back. I don't want to tie His hands. I don't want to say it's too hard, God. But my God, I say, Lord, get me out of the way. My God, get me out of the way, Lord. And I'll trust You, God. I'll believe You, God. I'll just do whatever You say do, God. I'll do my part. And God, You have Your way. Who would be the first one? First night of revival. Say, I want to roll my stone away. Because I want to see God do great mighty things. I want to see God move in such a way in this revival. My God, we've heard about it in the past. Some's probably experienced in the past. But could I tell us tonight, it's good to hear about it. It's good to tell our children about it. But my God, it's better to let them experience it. I said it's better to let them experience it for themselves. I believe they can see it for themselves. What's that say? Seeing is believing. I believe when Lazarus come out there and they unwrapped that headpiece, they seen it for themselves and they believe that's Him. That's Him. I'm telling you tonight, would you get self out of the way and let God move? Would you pray tonight? Would you pray tonight? God, don't let me hold you back. Don't let me hinder you from moving, God. Oh, don't let me stop the moving of God.